Second public hearing is on proposed local law 3/2020, amending section 111-18 of the Village Code to prohibit parking on sidewalks in the Village of Nassau. Let's see. This is local law 3. Local law amending section 111-18 of the Village of Nassau to prohibit parking on sidewalks in the Village of Nassau being enacted by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau as follows. Section 111-18 of the Nassau Village Code is repealed. Section 2, new section 111-18 of the Village, of the Nassau Village Code is enacted and follows. No person shall park a vehicle at any time upon any street or their parts thereof described in section 111-44 attached to and made part of this chapter. The parking of vehicles may not infringe on the free use of sidewalks in the Village of Nassau. It is hereby prohibited to park on or obstruct in any way the use of all sidewalks within the Village of Nassau. Effective date, law shall take effect immediately. The current structure, current thing is chapter 111, vehicles and traffic, article 8. Schedules, 111-44, schedule 11. So this is the reference to 111-44 under section A. Names the streets that in accordance with section 111-80-18, no person shall park a vehicle at any time upon any of the following streets. So it talks about the streets that are, that no parking is allowed. No changes are being made to that section. Chapter 111, vehicle and traffic, article 3, parking, standing, stopping. 118, 111-18, parking prohibited at all times. No person shall park any vehicle at any time upon any street or parts thereof described in schedule 11 attached to and made part of this chapter. So this article 7, 111-44, schedule 11, is not being changed at all, but it is continued to be a part of this chapter. The only change in this is that there's a section B that states that parking of vehicles may not infringe on the free use of sidewalks in the Village of Nassau, and therefore it is hereby prohibited to park on or obstruct in any way the use of all sidewalks within the Village of Nassau. Open for public comment. Yes, sir.
Thank you. This section does not define where the sidewalks are. To the best of my knowledge, I see constructed sidewalks somewhere close to only the school. Are there any complaints that people have been parking on those sidewalks?
There are no complaints about parking on sidewalks.
So what sidewalks are we talking about in this one?
We're talking about all sidewalks.
What does that mean? What's a sidewalk?
A sidewalk is just what it says. It's a sidewalk. It's a piece of concrete that's 4 to 5 feet wide and extends the length of the street.
Okay. So if there are no complaints in the village that anybody is parking on sidewalks, and to the best of my knowledge, there are only very few sidewalks, why are you passing this law unless...
We're building more sidewalks.
Okay, where, so why isn't that included anywhere?
It will be amended after the sidewalks are constructed.
So where are the sidewalks being constructed?
On Chatham Street, on Conomeek Street, on Fairground Street.
Okay, and have those resolutions been passed already with the money coming from and what?
They have not been constructed yet, but they're in the planning stage.
So why are laws being passed for something that...
We're anticipating doing that, and we're trying to get out ahead of it so that everybody understands you can't park on sidewalks.
But I think that is not appropriate at all to solve a problem that does not exist. I mean, firstly, laws should not be retroactive, I understand. So therefore you say the law shall take effect immediately, that is after or right now, which is tomorrow.
Right.
But you're also trying to regulate something that does not exist.
Well, there's a lot of sidewalks in the village too, that you're not supposed to park on them.
There are no complaints.
Well, there are no complaints because there's no law prohibiting people parking on them.
In that case, those sidewalks should only those sidewalks should be defined. Because what could happen out of this is the village may later say, we want sidewalks everywhere, and then some people might not want their property to be subject to encroachment by the government, which means 3 to 4 feet from the grass line that they have today. and I see this entire area, there's no sidewalk. This is more like a countryside community. And if these resolutions are passed, and then later another resolution is passed, this is called creep, and we keep encroaching upon people's rights. Right now, there is no problem you're trying to solve. You just said that to me. And there are existing sidewalks where there are no complaints. I think those sidewalks are also impractical to park on unless the only people I've seen even close park there are government vehicles. No residents have ever parked there. And no safety concern has been expressed by you even today. I think this entire law should be held back. I understand the zeal the government wants to solve problems that may come later, but right now, perhaps we should just solve problems we have right now. We don't know where the money is coming from, we have no resolutions, and this is just going to be another encroachment of our people, and I'll tell you why. Because there could be an overzealous law enforcement officer who may define a sidewalk, because you have not defined any sidewalks here, that all property lines are now sidewalks. And therefore, you may not even park away from the street, and that would be a problem. None of this is defined here. So I think this entire section, in great, even though it's proposed in good faith, perhaps, should be just held in abeyance. And I think there's no problem you're trying to solve just by your own admissions.
Anyone else? Lori?
So I agree with a lot what my neighbor had said, but I also look at the list of streets here that you say there's no parking. I live on Westbrook. It says the entire line there's no parking. Are you making another law that is not going to be enforced just to make a law? Because that law is not enforced in Westbrook. There's people that park the wrong way. There's people that park all over the place. I'm not complaining about them. I'm not going to call them out. But you don't enforce it, so we're going to have another law that is just going to sit on the books, cost us money, and we're not going to enforce it. So, I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight for this one, but I think you need to define what sidewalks seem to be the ones that people park on.
Is there a sidewalk on your street?
There's no sidewalk.
Why would you list that then?
They didn't.
What?
No, it says no parking on the street.
That's for just for street.
And just say no parking. Parking. So just the streets where parking is prohibited.
Anybody else? Yes.
Hi, my name is Santa Hart. I bought a property over in Westbrook, and for the most part, the people in the neighborhood are absolutely wonderful. Everybody I've met. However, there's always somebody that isn't, you know? Very friendly area. I was confused about the parking. This is confusing to me because there are no signs over there, and there are no sidewalks. I'm the only one lives. I'm not even actually living there totally. I'm the only one that parks there, and I've always parked in the driveway, because why wouldn't I if I'm the only one? However, I had guys working on the house because I'm very OCD. I want a place that looks nice. I'm very neat, you know, community oriented. I want it to look nice, my property. I had one day had somebody parking in front of my property, and I had a neighbor, the one that's complaining, comes over and says, you know, there's no parking in the road. However, I've never parked in the road. This big truck that comes to do work couldn't fit behind my car in the driveway. But the real deal is that he parks his second car across the street and he couldn't park that day. So he can park his vehicle whenever he wants, his second vehicle, but when the construction truck was there, he couldn't that day. So I didn't even know there's no parking because there's no signs, and there are no sidewalks over there. So, you know, if you like Jane next door, you might turn a blind eye to the four trucks. But if you don't, somebody can come over and say something to you, you know, because somebody's there working on your house one day. It's very confusing, you know what I mean, to me. It's very confusing to have no indication that there's no parking and have somebody who can do it for themselves but make a complaint of one day that you are just trying to have some work. There's got to be some day everybody had a truck or National Grid or somebody in front of their house. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's no sidewalk, and it is very confusing. And
I don't disagree.
If somebody wants to complain.
But this public hearing is on parking on sidewalks, so it's just, we'll stick to that. But I understand that you have an issue, that you are correct, there is lack of enforcement.
Area, one in it, and it says it on the list, is that part of it?
That is current law.
That's crazy. You know, there's no sidewalks, and people have company or businesses or something. You know, like, it's only reasonable that sometimes somebody's going to be in front of their own property.
And sections of that maybe should be repealed, reviewed and repealed, but that's not part of what we're talking about at the moment.
Okay, but I just asked a clear question. Is it parking all right if somebody's coming in to do some work there on Westbrook? I mean...
Well, currently the law says there's no parking over there on Westbrook. Right, so... Westbrook Drive, entire length on both sides. That's what it says. You're right, it's not enforced. But it's not enforced with anybody. It's not a pick and choose thing. Because, mostly because it's not, the signage hasn't been installed. There's no signage over there. The signs were removed at some point years ago and they were never replaced. So, the law should have been changed a while ago probably, but it has not. But we'll... Maybe we should look at that too.
So are the people, can they drive up?
But I want to keep this on focus. We're talking about parking on sidewalks. And it's time to move, almost time to move on to the next public hearings, or the regular meeting, so... Actually, I got another public hearing first, right? So I need to move on to the next public hearing, so...
Mayor, I have one follow-up question.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Regarding the parking on sidewalk, it just occurred to me. There is an existing law under New York traffic law, which the police can enforce. I think it is 1201A, no parking on pavement. So those laws can be applied right away.
Right, and we have it, and by the way, I did look up, there is a definition for sidewalks in the village code, so okay. It's under 120, what is it, 120?
So.
Dash, I think it's 120-2. We're under definitions under section 120. Sidewalks are defined, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
So again, there is existing law that covers this entire requirement, but I don't know why, firstly, another law needs to be on the books, and secondly, you're trying to solve a problem that does not exist with your own.
Understood. I heard that. Yes. Okay, entertain a motion to close the public hearing for local law number 3.
Motion
by Julia, second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.